Canto 12, Chapter 7. The Devotion in Samhita Branches and the Ten Topics of the Puranas. Sri Sutta said, Sumantu Rishi, the knower of the Atharva Veda, instructed his mantra collection to his disciple named Kabanda, who, dividing it in two, spoke it to Pathya and Vedadarsha. Please listen. Shaukyalani, Brahmabali, Modosha and Pipalayani, the disciples of Vedadarsha and the disciples Kumuda, Shunaka and Jajali of Pathya, my dear Brahmin, were also all of them authorities on the Atharva Veda. Then Babru and Saindavayana, two disciples of Shunaka, Angira, the same way learned to Samhitas, and other disciples headed by Savarna learned them from them again in their turn. Also Nakshatrakalpa, Shantikalpa, Kashapa, Angirasa and others belong to these acharyas of the Atharva Veda. Hear now, O sage, about the authorities of the Puranas. Trayaruni, Kashapa, Savarni, Akritavrana, Vaishampayana and Harita are the six masters of the Puranas. Each of them learned one collection from the mouth of Vyasa's pupil, my father Romaharshina, and I, as a disciple of all these masters, became well versed in all the collections. Kashyapa, I, Savarni, and Akritavrana, who is a disciple of Rama, Parashurama, learned four basic collections from Romaharshina, the disciple of Vyasa. O Brahmin, please listen attentively to what the characteristics are of a Purana as ascertained by the most intelligent Brahmin seers in accordance with the Vedic scriptures. The creation of this universe, Sarga, the subsequent creation of different worlds and beings, Visarga, the maintenance, the sustenance, the Vritti or Shtana, and protection, the Raksha or Pashana, of the living beings, the reigns of the various Manus, the dynasties, Vamshas, the narrations about them, Vamsha Anucharitam, the annihilation of different kinds, pralaya or samshta, the reason, the individual living entity or hetu, and the supreme shelter of the fortunate one or apashraya, O Brahmin, are the ten topics characterizing a Purana as understood by the authorities on the matter. Some state that, relative to the greater ones, the smaller Puranas deal with only five of these subjects. Creation, Sarga, is what one calls the generation from the primordial state. From that state, the agitation of the modes raised the cosmic intelligence, the great principle or Mahatattva, from which the identification with matter rose, that is divided in three aspects or types of beings to the modes. This further led to the manifestation of the subtle forms of perception, the senses, and the objects of sense perception, formation by the conditioning of and identification with time. The secondary creation, Visarga, consists of the collection of ideas, impressions, desires, expectations, the vasanas, of the moving and non-moving living beings. These propensities are, by the grace of the original person, the Purusha, produced the same way as seed that produces even more seed. Living beings subsist on other living beings that move around or else do not move around. For human beings specifically, this vritti means that one therein acts according to either one's personal nature, one's lust, or to scriptural regulations. Raksha, or protection, concerns the activities of the incarnations of the infallible one who, age after age, are present here among the animals, the mortals, the seers and the demigods of this universe, and kill the enemies of the threefold Veda. With every reign of a Manu, one speaks of the sixfold manifestation of the Lord, the Manu, the demigods, the sons of the Manu, the different controllers of the enlightened souls, the Indras, the seers, or rishis, and the partial incarnations of the Lord, the Amsha Avataras. Dynasties, Vamshas originating from Brahma extend as a series of kings through the past, present and future, Trikalika, and their histories, Vamsha Anucharitam, describe the activities of the prominent members in succession. The periodical, natural, continuous and complete annihilation taking place as a consequence of his potency constitutes the four aspects of what the scholars describe as the dissolution of this universe, as Samshita or Pralaya. The reason, Hetu, of the existence of the creation, Sarga and everything thereto, the maintenance and destruction of this universe, is constituted by the individual living soul, the spiritual and personal jiva, who out of ignorance is of result-minded action, accumulates karma, someone of whom others speak as the unmanifest, impersonal and conditioned self. The Absolute Truth, God, Brahma, Deva-Deva, as the supreme shelter, Apashraya, is present both separate from and connected with or inside the waking, sleeping and dreamless state, the material forms presented by the illusory energy, and the individual moral conduct. Just as the basic substance of material objects exists both separately from, as in connection with, existing matters with a name and form, it, the Absolute Truth, throughout the various phases of a bodily existence, is connected with and separate from the seed in the beginning up to the five elements one returns to in the end. When the mind stops out of its own by giving up the three functions of consciousness, vritti traya, or by practicing bhakti yoga, one knows the supreme soul and ceases from material endeavoring. The sages, expert in the ancient stories, say that, thus being distinguished by their characteristics, there are 18 big and 18 small Puranas. They, the big ones, are known as the 3x6 Puranas according to each Guna Avatara named Brahma, Padma, Vishnu, Shiva, Linga, Garuda, Narada, Bhagavata, Agni, Skanda, Bhavishya, Brahma Vaivarta, Markandeya, Vamana, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma and Brahmanda. O Brahman, I thus described thoroughly the branches of Vedic knowledge conducive to one's spiritual potency, the way they were divided by the sage Vyasa, his disciples and the disciples of his disciples.